Case number 223-436D, Waterbury.
So this is going to be weird, because Waterbury...
Oh, you spoke to Waterbury, didn't you?
I did, and because it's an automatic, he's...
Something's messed up, okay. All right.
Okay.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Sir, this... The information we have received shows that you have a felony conviction. And under those circumstances, by law, we cannot grant your application. Were you aware of that?
No, not exactly. I figured it being that it was almost 30 years old and it wasn't a violent crime, I figured I'd come in to see, you know, have a day in court.
Unfortunately, there is no way we could grant your application. You, if you apply for and are granted a pardon, you could reapply.
I can apply for the pardon?
A pardon, yes. If you go on the website for the board, there's a place where you can see where there's a section explaining the pardon process.
Okay.
It's actually on our webs. We have a link on our website, sir.
Yeah.
And what is your website?
It should be on...
It should be on the letter.
Yep.
Okay.
And if not, call us and I'll tell you what it is.
So you actually have two options right now, sir. You could either withdraw your appeal. That way there'll be no adverse inference from the board on this appeal hearing. Or you could choose to go forward. But if you do choose to go forward, the board has no option except to find, you know, that you find in favor of the denial, and later on you would have to list that, you know, the board denied your appeal. So those are your two options. You could either withdraw today, no adverse inference, or move forward, and the board has no choice but to find against you.
So I could, I guess I'll have to
withdraw and go look for a pardon.
The best route forward would be to withdraw and then apply for a pardon. And then you could reapply.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck, sir.
Thank you.